recently read a little story that spoke about a man who surrendered his English citizenship to become an American citizen. One of his friends just couldn't understand why he would do such a thing, and he said to the man who changed citizenship, "What have you gained?" And the man said, "Well, for one thing, I win the American Revolution." Palm Sunday is a story, I think, about the willingness of human nature to switch sides, to make great sacrifices, to be on the winning side of a conflict. People can be very quick to change sides, to think of themselves as the winners instead of the losers. At the start of today's festivities, the people were welcoming Jesus, their new king. But by the end of the story, people are saying, "Crucify him." This is not a different group of people in these gospel stories. It is the same group, but they are panicking about the fate of this man they had declared as their new king. And so they quickly switched sides. People were infatuated initially with the idea of this new king, but it was not an abiding love. It was more self-interest. The story of Palm Sunday is the story of the contrast, I think, very much like the contrast between falling in love and choosing to love. Falling in love is a time when we project what we need onto someone else. But loving is giving up something of ourselves to cherish another person. This kind of deep and abiding love is not a bargain or a transaction or a trade. It is a gift. It is unconditional. It is not self-serving. The progression on Palm Sunday shows the danger of confusing these two kinds of approaches, falling in love with loving. Palm Sunday is the ultimate story of broken expectations. And if you read this same story in Luke's version, there is a time when Jesus stops before entering Jerusalem and people around him hear him weeping for Jerusalem. He is weeping because the people of Jerusalem don't understand what this new king is supposed to be about. The people, God's people, had failed to distinguish between falling in love and the hard work of loving. It's frightening to me in life in general, but especially in this story we have on Palm Sunday, it's frightening to me how quickly we can move from being infatuated to being malevolent. The cry, "Hosanna," comes from projecting onto Jesus our need to win over those who oppress us. And then the cry, "Crucify him," comes when the expectation I've projected onto him is proven inaccurate. Why didn't he live up to what I projected onto him when I formed my expectation of what a Messiah should be? We see this kind of projection over and over, even in our own lives today. Jesus is going to save me? I'm in love. Hosanna. Wait, this salvation requires me to sacrifice, to love others? Crucify him. The Romans will no longer have power over me because of this Jesus? Hosanna. You're saying that I must forgive and bless those who persecute me? Crucify him. I will be blessed if I follow this new king, Jesus? Hosanna. You mean blessed doesn't mean I will have an easy way in this human life? Crucify him. This Palm Sunday story is not a story about them, about those people of another time and place. It is about us. It is about human nature, about our capricious move in the name of self-interest from infatuation to vilification. It is our instinct to switch sides to be on the winning side of the war. The lesson this week, for all of it, from Palm Sunday today through Good Friday and into Easter Sunday, is that our journey to God, with God, must involve a deeper and deeper letting go of all things except the will of God. Jesus is not the sort of Messiah that the crowds, including us, either expect or want. Jesus hasn't changed. The honored Jesus is also the humiliated Jesus. We have changed, saying we want salvation, but also wanting to keep things much as they are. Jesus is Jesus, the Savior of the world. Hosanna, crucify him. Amen.